soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on August 14, 2015. Recognizing that Jesus has a purpose, an activity, a plan, a purpose that he is doing, even right now at this hour. And it's to perfect the body of Christ. Jesus said, I will build my church, or it's the word ecclesia, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What Jesus calls his ecclesia, which is translated the word church, is not what men would call church. There's very specific principles and manners and ways and the content, and it's a people of the Lord. And it's not unto those that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but those that do his will, that obey him, that love him, that abide in him. Those are the true people of God. That's the true assembly of the Lord. The Lord does not endorse religion, as we know. It's hard for people to accept this. But there is a true body of Christ that are in Jesus. Literally, his body is the temple or the house of God. Praise the Lord. And he's the Lord, the master. There is no other master. There's no pope or high official, exalted masters over the people of God. There's no overlords. This is 1 Peter 5, 1 through 3, Mark 10, 42, Matthew 20, verse 25. The Lord Jesus Christ gives commands, and he's building. An apostle Paul that met Jesus Christ, the glorified Lord, he completely repented of all his hypocrisy, of his false doctrine, of his mixture. Of all the leaven, Apostle Paul repented and was taught personally by Jesus Christ. And Paul said that we ought to take heed what we build, because it's all going to be tried by fire, that we ought to fear the Lord. You know, the way we do things, speak things, and a value system, it better be pleasing to the Lord, because he is the Lord. It's not enough to give lip service to God, but it's to truly love the Lord. And if you love him, Jesus said, you will keep my commandments. Praise the Lord. He's building his assembly in the last days. He has a fan in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. The Lord Jesus is building his people. He's causing them to grow. He's speaking. That's the testimony of Jesus. The true disciples of the Lord are continuing in his word. It's not enough to have once believed, but Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple indeed. And that means we receive instruction from the Lord. We're taught by the Lord. We put away the things. We be holy as he's holy. We become pure as he is pure. And we walk in his steps. That's the standard. And if you're not going to do that, then you're clearly on the outside. And you will be thrust into outer darkness. You will be burned and gathered with, as the angels, the reapers come in the last days and gather out of the kingdom of God all things that offend. That's in Matthew 13. You have to receive instruction of the Lord. You have to grow in the Lord. You have to move from milk, which makes you unskilled in the word of righteousness, and you have to develop your senses to know good from evil and grow up in the Lord by eating meat. Meat through the Spirit of God, the true words of the Lord. Well, that's what God's doing. And you're either going to stay the same and remain, or you're going to continue with the Lord. Today I was thinking about this really amazing principle that when we were children, we played a game called Follow the Leader. Follow the Leader. And then as children grow up, they stop playing that and they do their own thing. We need to be as children, is what Jesus said. Unless you humble yourself as this child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus means a lot by that. A child has trust and is innocent in many ways, most times, often. But we're to follow the Lord like children. Be imitators of God as dear children. Follow the Lord. I was thinking about when God commanded under Moses, he put his commandments, they were written in stone. But those people didn't follow the Lord. They didn't keep his commandments. They didn't have the understanding. The Lord said in the book of Hebrews that they did not know his ways and they always erred in their hearts. But now, under Jesus Christ, Moses prophesied about Jesus, that another would come amongst the brethren, the people, and would be like him as a leader over the people, a commander. And Jesus was taught by his Father, and it was given the commandments, and Jesus obeys. He's our example. So now, the commandments of God are under Jesus' authority, dictates. He speaks to us, but he speaks to our heart. Now, under this new covenant with the Lord, the old has passed away. We have new covenant with better promises. The law has passed away. It's been done away. It's been disannulled. It's clear if you study the scripture, you'll find we're not under the law. Praise the Lord. We're under the law of Christ through the Spirit. No, God doesn't write in stone. But I'm concerned that people's hearts are like stone. And when you have a hard heart, because of the sin of your life, it makes your heart hard and becomes like fallow ground. And everything that the Lord does is with the principle of the seed. Like the sower went forth to sow, and he sows the seed, which is the word of God. And it goes into the heart, which is the soil. And as you read the parable, Jesus gave an illustration. He was concealing it, hiding it from the wise and the prudent, but he was revealing it to babes. See, again, as the ones that are like childlike before the Lord, tender, teachable. They sit at his feet and they learn. Teach me, Lord. They don't know it all, but the Lord knows it all. You know, a wise man loves learning. A wise man loves reproof. A fool despises all of this. Wants nothing to do with it. God's speaking to our heart. And we want our heart soft, a beautiful soil. God's a gardener. He's always been a gardener. Since the beginning, he put man in the garden, the paradise. In the middle of the garden was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he commanded them not to partake of that tree. And of course, they were seduced and enticed by the devil. They were lied to, and they bought into it, didn't they? And they died, and sin entered the world. And this is why God had to send his son, Jesus, to die, to redeem us back into life. So we're under a new covenant. The Lord is speaking and we need to hear. And we have to ask yourself, why would you be told that God doesn't speak today? How can that be possible? Who would be telling you that? Think about it. Yes, the devil. Sons and daughters. Just like God has sons and daughters that are begotten to him by the word of the gospel. We're born again by the gospel. And the devil has sons. He has servants that serve him. They're just like him, like father, like son. They're nothing like the Lord. Liars, murderers, thieves, destroyers, defilers. They would tell you that you can't know God, you can't know his voice. And they would set themselves up as ministers of righteousness. Even the devil does that, transforms himself as an angel of light. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, listen. We need to be listening right now to the Lord. Are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you doing what he says? Because that's a wise man. That's likened to a person that digs deep and lays a foundation and builds his house. And then when the days of storm and tempest and uprising come, it beats upon the house, but it remains. That's what Jesus said. A wise man that hearkens to his word and does what he says is like a wise man. But a fool, he builds his house on sand. And great waves come, surely, and beat upon that house, and great is the destruction. God doesn't want people destroyed. He's gone through great efforts to redeem you and to bring you into eternal life, to save you, to restore you, to forgive you, to cleanse you, to change you, to mold you into the image of his dear son, Jesus. So, look at the difference between being stubborn versus being yielded. Look at the difference between the law and grace. Look at the difference. Do you realize that when you are yielded to the Lord, you will yield? A person that's yielded to the Lord in their heart will yield, give a great harvest. It'll be abundance of righteousness, peace, joy, blessing, goodness. If you read Proverbs, you'll see. If you're receiving instruction, applying it in your heart, loving it, attending unto it, receiving it, it is the way of life. It will give you many days, length of days, health, peace, blessing, riches. And I'm not necessarily talking about money. God knows what you have need of. But these are the things that the Lord has said in the scriptures. So you want to yield in your heart to the Lord at way you, this is how you have faith. You hear his voice and you have faith. Look at the difference between being faithless and having faith. Look at the Lord, there was amazed. You know, he was astonished at times because of people's unbelief. The word unbelief, its translation, it's actually ah, pistos. Ah means no, pistos is faith. They have no faith. It just mind-boggled the Lord. He was astonished. And here he was multiplying bread and loaves of bread and fishes and walking on water and knowing people's name from a distance and knowing what they're like, their character, and ministering to people, healing people, raising the dead. And Jesus was amazed at people's unbelief, the hardness of their heart. Well, that's a very serious thing. Because unbelief is so displeasing to the Lord, it's impossible to please him. And with the children of Israel, as I said, they didn't always err in their heart, and they didn't know his ways. They don't understand the way God works. They don't understand what God is doing. They don't know what he's saying. They don't have faith. But they may have religion. That's the danger. So they deceive themselves. You need to examine yourself to make sure you're really, truly in the faith, because Jesus has told us that there'll be many people. After the master of the house arises and shuts to the door, you yourself stand outside, knocking, asking the Lord, Lord, let us in. And he will answer and say, I do not know you. I do not know whence you are. I don't know where you come from. I don't know your origin. You don't know my ways. You did your own thing. You didn't follow me. I don't know you. And there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. The process of the Lord is the seed. It's planted. And it starts to spring forth. First the ear, the bud, then the full ear of the corn. It's a process. It's watered. It's cared for. It builds branches, and then leaves, and then fruit. And the Father really, really enjoys this. How do I know? Let's read it. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Father's been a gardener since the beginning. He was a gardener in Isaiah 5 with Israel and Judah, and he was very disturbed that he came to his vineyard, that he built a tower, and he blessed it and gave good seed, and it was all corrupted, overgrown. This is what Jesus is getting at here. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. There's a process. There's a wisdom. There's a way, and the forces work, the natural process. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear its fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. You're going to be fruitless. You're going to be a tree twice dead, plucked up by the roots, just stormy clouds, religious ones, without any rain. You've got to remain in the Lord, and that's how you draw on the life of Jesus Christ, and there'll be pleasing fruit to the Father. And when you walk in his ways as a servant, as obedient, as abiding continually, day by day by day, and it's wonderful. This is how you hear his voice, you have faith, and you walk in and inherit the blessings. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same, brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There you go. I had this word today. It's the word applicable. Applicable. There's people that think their prayers are going to be answered. They think they're blessed. They think they're protected. They think they're going to be healed. All these things, but it's not applicable to them because they're disqualified because they don't abide in the Lord. They don't seek him. They don't love him. They don't obey him. They're actually opposite. They don't have faith. They don't hear his voice. They're not following him. They're doing what is right in their own eyes. They love the world. They've not sanctified the Lord. It's not applicable, meaning being appropriate or relevant, able to be applied, fitting. They're the ones that are knocking on the door when it's shut in the future time. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And we're going to find out why. Watch. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. That's a follower. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I've called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Now this is stunning. If you'll abide in the Lord, and his word abides in you, and you love him, and abide in his love and his joy, and you keep his commandments by listening to what he's saying and following him, he's going to show you things that he's heard from his Father. That's right. Now, in this present evil world, if you walk with Jesus, he's going to answer your prayers. What you ask for, I will give you, and I will love you, and you'll be my friend. I was thinking about a friend is someone that's cooperative, that's trustworthy, that you like, that you enjoy. But the very opposite is one that's always clashing, always butting heads, twists things you say, never is considerate, never cares what you think or feel or want. You don't even want to be around those kind of people. And that's what the Lord is saying with religious people. God swore in his wrath when the Israelites, they did not know his ways, they didn't love him, they didn't keep his commandments. He despised it, and he swore in his wrath they would not enter his rest. Wow. Entering the Lord's rest. We should strive to enter God's rest. That's where we cease from our own works and let God bring the works. He has ordained the works that we should walk in them. We're hearing his voice. We're following him. We're yielding to him. And he's answering our prayers. And we feel his love and his joy. That's what the Lord's called us to. As in these last days, he's building up his true assembly. We're coming out of religion. We're coming out of the clutch of Satan, the Satan churches, the globalists, the dragon. We're coming out of all that. We're coming out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're turning away from being our own God, the lie of the serpent. All that's under judgment. And we're going to choose rather this fellowship, abiding love with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the word would be applicable to us. It is fit, and it will happen. I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I've called you friends. This means that the Lord will show you what he's doing. You'll see what he's doing. You'll know what he's doing. and he'll protect you. I will reveal to you all the things that I've heard of my Father. That's what the Lord has called you to. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 14, 2015. Today's headlines are, there's a story about Hillary, who's running for the President of the United States of America, which is also known as the President of the World. But as you read these stories about violating federal law with the handling of email through a private server, and investigations have been underway for some time, and apparently she has released the drives of the computers, but they've been professionally wiped clean. And this is the kind of person, the stature, that is running for the President of the United States of America. And our next story is on human optimization. Yes, what's this? This is a story reported by The Independent on Friday, August 14. Wearable technology, latest devices allow employers to track behavior of their workers. This process is called monitoring employees' productivity. And it is known as human optimization. In the past, companies looking to increase the productivity of their staff may not have stretched much further than a modest increase to the Christmas bonus pod or the installation of a new coffee machine. But the dawn of wearable technology has led to a creation of devices capable of building up workers' personalized biological profiles, allowing them to analyze when they are at their peak and when they are having an off day. It's called human optimization. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have cameras everywhere, recorders everywhere, drones doing the same, and now you can wear it. The next story is a report by the Washington Examiner on that the Drudge Report or Fox News, for example, could be censored under new federal rules, experts warn. Goes on to say, a Washington, D.C. appeals court set to hear arguments later this year on new net neutrality rules, which critics say could lead to government regulators censoring websites such as the Drudge Report and Fox News. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit will hear oral arguments against the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, rules on December 4th. A panoply of amicus briefs filed with the court last week offer a preview of the arguments. Censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Financial Times is reporting today a discussion about China. China launch floating fortress project. Floating fortresses straight from the pages of George Orwell and favored by evil geniuses with a penchant for white angora cats, referring to movies, of course, may soon exist outside the world of post-apocalyptic fiction and James Bond films. Two Chinese companies say they are to build platforms as long as 3.2 kilometers that could host airstrips, docks, helipads, barracks, and even, quote, comprehensive security bases, in the words of one company executive. For now, the structures remain within the realm of computer graphics, plastic dioramas, and PowerPoint presentations. The companies emphasize there are more peaceful potentials, duty-free shopping centers, and exotic tourist destinations. But executives are open about the fact that there are also military applications for the projects, known as very large floating structures, which could one day become part of China's naval armada. The structures are dual use, said Feng Zhang, chairman of Henan Offshore Industry, a company developing the technology. So far, these are only in the design and research phase, he said. The technology, still being developed worldwide, has been used mainly in the area of oil and gas by companies such as Shell. Structures akin to Floating Fortress of 1984 could be a fearsome complement to half a dozen newly created islands that Beijing has dredged out of the floor in the South China Sea. With airstrips, harbors, and other facilities, these are aimed at buttressing China's claim to 90% of the sea, which is disputed by its neighbors as well as the United States. Nations are positioning themselves in the islands, in the waters, in the oceans, for military advantage.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
And this is Trevor Davis back, just to give you a few program notes and remind you that this program is sponsored by RealtyReportNetwork.com, and that is my company that I'm licensee in California, Wyoming, and Montana. And I truly serve the Lord, and the Lord assigns me people to help, and that's what I do. And He's given me unique skills, and the most important is I rely on Him to show me things to look out for. I ask for wisdom, and He directs my steps by faith. And it's quite amazing the things He gives me discernment about the people I'm with. He shows me how to present things. He shows me strategy. And it's really, I look for a win-win situation to accomplish what is fair, equitable for all parties, for everyone involved. So if you need assistance, because I do believe, and I have believed this for many, many years, that in the last days, as the time when things are very chaotic and catastrophic with the global economy and the issues that are going on in various locations, it's going to be very important that you're in the right place at the right time, of course. And you always want to be where the Lord wants you. So Realty Report Network is my network that I've created, serving multiple states for people looking for an investment. If you need counsel or advice or wisdom or skills, contact me and we'll talk about it. That's why I'm here. I'm here to proclaim the word of God and serve the Lord in everything I do. That's why I'm here. We have a lot of significant stories just this week with the Chinese yuan being devalued in the stock market, took a spook tumble, broke through the 200-day moving average. What does this mean? Well, currently, we have a win-win situation in real estate because we have tremendously low interest rates, which means for someone that's selling, they have the most amount of buyers that could potentially buy their property because the cost is low, meaning more people can qualify. And in terms of a buyer, because the interest rates are so low, their cost is lower, which means they can buy more or even afford to buy what they want to buy. So I'm looking at investments. I'm looking at investing in land, food production, agriculture. Why? Because people need to eat. There's a housing shortage here in Montana. There's a food shortage in the world. So what we do is we step in wisdom and we produce food in a great location and we meet the needs of people and it's profitable and it's a win-win situation. Once the interest rates start rising or even are cut off, you don't know it. We don't know how catastrophic, we don't know how it's going to look when things start changing. It could be rapid, it could be slow, but surely this is the time to make the move if it's suitable for you. I do have raw land, beautiful, away from it all, but great access property. I'm featuring a 4,000 plus acre property in the central Montana on a river, on multiple ponds with fish. There's agriculture, income streams. It would be a great location for a buffalo herd, food production, and it even has fiber optic right up to the property. Away from it all, there's over a 3,000-foot landing strip. It's beautiful, beautiful contours, multiple building sites there on this property, and that's listed at over $10.4 million. Call me. I'm Trevor Davis, 866-536-4605. And I'm glad to sponsor Sounding the Alarm. You can go to soundingthealarm.com and there's archives of abundance of audios, articles, and other things that are very, very precious that the Lord gave me and I make them available to you. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.